cliffcentral.com.
Well, let's talk about something that we can actually get involved in and we can do something about. I mean, obviously last month was Women's Month and we did a series of shows. We did a series of webinars with ABSA, which were tremendous. One guy we didn't get to talk to because we had some technical issues was Tumelo Mokoe, who is the director of the people function at ABSA in Botswana. First of all, it's nice to get someone on from Botswana, Tumelo. So how are you?
I'm very good this morning, guys. How are you doing?
Excellent, man. What's it like in Gaborone today?
Look, it's a beautiful morning. The temperature is just about 22 degrees Celsius.
Already? And, sure. Nice and warm.
It promises to be a very hot summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we wanted to talk to you at the time of the webinars, because we know how men's violence against women remains a pervasive feature of life in South Africa and the world. But how do we start shaping and raising a new generation of better men? And I thought, you know what, because we didn't get to talk to you and you had some interesting insights to share with us at the time, it was probably a good idea to just catch up with you, especially now that all the fuss has died down. And, you know, Women's Month for some people is just an excuse to talk about things. And I know you care about this issue. And as part of ABSA's Stop to Start campaign, we've had a lot of conversations, and some of them I think have been extremely moving and really interesting and really helpful. But I want to know about what you guys are doing at ABSA in Botswana, obviously to talk about the particular programs you've helped develop. So do you want to give us an intro into what you do as the guy who's in charge of the people function?
Thanks so much, Gareth, for having me this morning. And I think it's like you rightly say, I felt a bit deprived about a very good opportunity to share things to the network at the time.
Sure.
But just to give you insights into what we are specifically doing in Botswana is we have established what we refer to as a men's imbizo. And the whole idea is to say, how do we capture the men in our very own society as a bank? To say, what role are you playing in the societies that we live in? As you rightly say, gender-based violence cuts right across the year, right? Cuts right across the geography. And in my mind, at the time that we created this, my biggest concern is, what role do we play, and what is it that we need to be doing individually and collectively to shape up what tomorrow would look like, specifically for us who are fathers. And my biggest concern at the point was that for the most part, you know, this violence is perpetuated by us as men. So it would be very irresponsible of me and any other man who truly cares for the future of tomorrow to turn their head away and look the other side and just ignore the issues that are literally ravaging our societies. So I thought, let's start having the conversations. And mine was to try and understand a little bit deeper in terms of, you know, what is it that we need to do individually and collectively, as I said.
It's really interesting being in a company, because there's only so much that most of the time they let you do. But here in this case, you've been able to develop your own programs, your own talk shops, your own support structures. Tell me about some of those, because for women in the workplace, you know, a lot of people think all this gender-based violence stuff happens at home or it happens on the street. It doesn't. It also happens at work.
Thanks, Gareth. And I think I must give credit to UNICEF. UNICEF, the Botswana chapter, has been very instrumental in terms of encouraging these communications or these engagements to happen at the workplace. I mean, I can share with you that last week I was part of yet another engagement with UNICEF Botswana and you know, some CEOs you know, from around the private sector in Botswana to say, guys, we are in the month of gender-based violence, but besides that, beyond that point, how do we get to a point where we can start looking more intently into the issues in each of the societies that we live in? Mm-hmm. And the starting point has always been, we in the workplace, we as men are also part of the greater society. And what a better place where we have the captive market, if you will, of men that we can start having the conversations with before we actually take them out to the greater society. So it is about actually saying, while I have my audience in the workplace, what kind of engagements am I having with them? Are we always talking about the profitability of the organization, but are we also talking about the issues that shape tomorrow, issues of sustainability into tomorrow, And that is really where we started the conversation.
So have you had a lot of support from men inside of the organization?
Look, from inception, I've had just under 100 men, and I try so much because what I'm trying to do is to capture them even outside of the workplace, where we can just meet in a very relaxed fashion and start talking about these issues, bring in different players, you know, from across, you know, the different communities that we live in, just to first raise awareness. The support has been quite valuable. And I'm talking about people who sometimes are not even a part of the organization, who are willing to just come and be a part of the conversation, share their insights, share their stories. And from that end, I believe I have been successful in so much as creating at least a safe space for us to start having these conversations is concerned.
Well, I think it's terrific work that you're doing. You're director of the people function, but you also established the Men's Imbizo at Absa in Botswana to assist. I hope that, other people in various corporate structures and even in small businesses across South Africa and Botswana can learn from this and establish their own. And let's start addressing these things honestly, and let's address them seriously, and let's see what we can start doing to make it a little bit less an obstacle to not only good relations between men and women, but to create places where women can feel safe, for heaven's sake. It's not too much to ask.
Absolutely, Gareth. I think for me, and that's what would pretty much, you know, dictate what tomorrow would look like. I believe that in our workspaces, we need to create more of opportunities for men to start talking about their real feelings,
right,
for men to start talking actively about what it is that makes them angry, for us as men to start saying what is it that we need to be changing about, you know, maybe the cultural fabric of our society. I mean, a lot has to do with how we were brought up, in a sense. A lot of it has to do with what we have grown to believe as individuals, that, you know, men don't show emotions, men don't cry, men don't do this. But I think if we start in the workplaces, create the right space and allow men to become more social, more emotionally interactive as opposed to socially interactive. I mean, men do meet all the time, but to what extent do they really open themselves up to talk about issues that really trouble them? Is it a happy marriage? Is it, you know, a not so good marriage? Am I having troubles with raising my own kids? And that kind of thing. We hardly talk about those. We talk about all else, sports, you know, nice times and all of those, but to what extent are we creating room? And I think workspaces, employers alike, need to create that, and very, very intently so. You know, even if it means putting up a policy that says we will allow such conversations to happen in whatever fashion, I think that's a very good starting point for me.
Well, thank you, Tumelo. Very good to meet you and to speak to you this morning, and I appreciate you making time for us. Tumelo Mokowe, who is the director of the People Function Absa Botswana and also the guy who started these Imbizos, which I think are such a terrific idea. So maybe you want to think about...
Thanks for having me, Gareth.
Thank you. Maybe you want to think about doing that in your business as well. CliffCentral.com